This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. Again, that's 317-893-2853. Or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we're talking sinuses. Sinus infections, allergies, one of my testimonies, and some people know this. If you're a patient in the office, you might know this because I share this oftentimes with patients. But, you know, growing up, I was a sick kid. So I was, and it was like clockwork. In the fall, I would get bronchitis. I would get sinus headaches, sinus infections. Every February, I would get strep throat. I would get bronchitis. Like, I remember even in college, I would get just terrible, terrible bronchitis. I had asthma. So I not only was on albuterol, like a rescue inhaler, I was also on an inhalable steroid, which looking back on it is they literally crushed up a steroid that I inhaled for years. And I also had seasonal allergies. And I had since I was a kid. So I thought that this is just normal. Wherever, you know, I lived in the Chicagoland area initially growing up and then moving to the Quad Cities where I went to undergraduate and graduate school in Davenport, Iowa. Rock Island, Illinois. I went to Augustana for undergraduate for my pre-medicine and biology, double major. But I just thought that's what I was. I was a sick kid. I was a sick adult. Like, this is, I was just created with a terrible, terrible immune system. But here's the thing. I wasn't. Because what was really interesting is the first time I was ever under regular chiropractic care was when I was in chiropractic school, right? Which is kind of crazy. I got adjusted a couple times as a kid growing up. My mom made me go. And I must have been just 16 because I remember I had my car and I was driving. It was one of those things where I remember being by myself and being younger. So I had to be pretty fresh into the 16. But I remember it was a chiropractor who I saw, and it was just every appointment took at least 2 to 3 hours. I was working full time. I was in full time athletics. So I had soccer. So, and I was going to school, high school full time. So I remember looking at a pay stub that I found and a check that I had never cashed, which I'm like, why? Why would I needed money then? But I was working 30 to 35 hours a week. And I remember leaving JCPenney's because I worked at JCPenney's. I remember leaving JCPenney's and changing in my car on the way to get like a soccer game. So it'd be like a 9 o'clock indoor soccer game. So I was just hauling. It was crazy. You know, I was super busy in school and I was just like, I'm just a sick kid, no big deal, got a lot on my plate. So the only time I was really seen by a chiropractor was maybe 3 or 4 times because I'm like, I'm too busy, right? This is what everyone at my office said. I'm too busy for chiropractic. I'm too busy to take care of myself. So I had really zero chiropractic experience before actually going to chiropractic school to become a chiropractor. Some people have these massive testimonies, amazing testimonies of what brought them to chiropractic school. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it was close, and I don't know that chiropractic isn't what I don't want to do, like, so I'll try it out. So anyways, I looked back after those 4 years and realized that I hadn't taken one antibiotic. I hadn't taken one puff of my albuterol inhaler. You know, and if you have asthma, you understand those albuterol inhalers are everywhere, in your car, in your soccer bag, in your purse, at your house. Like, there are rescue inhalers everywhere just in case. Hadn't taken a puff in 4 years. As well as all of the over-the-counter allergy medication had expired. So if you've ever had a sinus infection, you know how wicked they are. Seasonal allergies were the worst. And the one big eye-opening point, and sometimes you go through time and you realize that it's more of a retrospective look, if you will. And that was, for me, a really big deal because when I was in Wilmington, North Carolina, so I traveled throughout the country studying under some of the top doctors. I was in Dallas, Texas, Wilmington, North Carolina, Naples, Florida, before I started here in the Indianapolis area. Well, when I was in North Carolina, I remember looking outside thinking, what is this? And it was like this storm, but it wasn't really raining. I said, what is this? And they said, oh, that's pollen. And I went out on my car, and I kid you not, you know, if you've ever seen the trucks that, you know, the off-roading trucks, and you drive through and they're covered with mud. So you can take your finger and like draw and write on it. It was like that, but it was with pollen. There was a covering over the entire car. You would walk around, and just like in the old movies, the old Western movies, you see the dust storms come in. Like, that's how it was with pollen. And I remember thinking, this is going to kill me. I'm going to die. Because of what I'd struggled with as a kid. And I walked out and was like, preparing for a sneeze. Nothing. Next day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to wake up. My eyes are going to hurt. They're going to be itchy. You know, you're like trying to itch the tongue at the back of your throat because it's so obnoxious. Next day, nothing. Right? I'm like, oh man, here comes the sinus infection. I get them every spring. I like clockwork. Spring's coming, things are blooming. Here comes the sinus infection. Nothing. And it was one of those epiphanies that I had of like, hey, this whole chiropractic, you know, nutrition, detoxification, body healing process, this really works. I was not created to be sick. I was not created to be on a bunch of antibiotics. I am where I'm supposed to be. Like, I need to spread this for people. And that's honestly, like, for me now, knowing I don't have to, I don't even own a albuterol inhaler anymore. I ran 2 miles this morning, lifted a bunch of weights, not one problem with it, you know, and the pollen outside right now is absolutely crazy, which is what we're talking about today. Sinus infections, allergies, are there dangers of antihistamines is what you typically use the Benadryls for, the seasonal allergies. But then too, what are some natural ways to start giving some sinus relief? What can you do? So before we get into that, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, it goes right alongside with what we're talking about today with allergies and sinus. From CNN, try not to sneeze. These photos show pollen apocalypse in North Carolina. So I thought that this was really interesting because I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've lived through one of those. And they even say here in Indianapolis, like right the greater Indianapolis area, it is incredibly high too. So if you suffer from pollen allergies, just looking at the photo above, which is basically a yellow haze over a photo, may want to put you into a choke. It was taken Monday. From a drone, CNN was driving around and they noticed a green cloud in the air. He said it was surprised to see it up that high. He's seen pollen shrouds like this before in North Carolina, but the ground, it's difficult to capture its sheer magnitude. So that's why he sent up a drone. They said it's the highest pollen count in the area so far this year. So this is in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they are following suit a little bit in Indiana too. So you'll start to notice a lot of those seasonal allergies picking up, quote unquote, seasonal allergies. They said the count is very high. I thought this was super interesting. They looked at what, for them, it was 1,778 grains per cubic meter in the air yesterday. That was kind of cool to measure. They said it was ranks fifth in the nation for pollen severity. Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Waco, Texas, Springfield, New Jersey, and Georgetown, Texas were up there as well. They said, but this isn't the worst. The record count, which is 3,524 grams per cubic meter, was in 2010, which was exactly when I was training in North Carolina. I said, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense. So when you're talking about like this year, they're dubbing this year to be one of the worst for high pollen counts, which is one of the things that I would say the average person is most allergic to. I was going to say susceptible, but that's not really the right terminology, right? The most allergic to. So here's what's interesting about an allergy, right? An allergy is a harmless chemical or substance, right? So it's your immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. An allergy is your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. Why can one person be allergic to pollen, the next person be allergic to grass, the next person be allergic to peanuts, right? There's nothing wrong with pollen or grass or peanuts, but for some reason, your immune system's attacking that as a foreign invader. So that's really we have to figure out a little bit more is why is your body attacking a harmless chemical or substance? So we're going to talk more about sinus infections, symptoms of it, reliefs next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
So everybody clap your hands and everybody do your dance. Though we can't see ahead, joy comes in more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or if you'd like to keep up to date, you can check out my doctor Facebook page. It's Dr. Dr. Leanne Schluter, LeanneSchluter. Dr. Leanne Schluter. I post updates, just things that we do with the family, healthy alternatives. So today we are talking about sinuses, sinus infections, and what to do with them. Because if you're anyone who has lived with chronic sinus problems, sinus infections, seasonal allergies, and the reason why we talk about seasonal allergies a little bit more is because oftentimes allergies will prompt those sinus infections, right? So, and this is one I can say I have personally lived through. It is miserable. Every spring after I would have the kind of influx of my seasonal allergies, I will have a massive, massive sinus infection. And you know the sinus infection where if like the wind blows and it touches your face when you have a sinus infection, you feel, it almost feels like someone punched you in the face because it hurts that bad. It's been a while. I just had a little bit more recently, and I'll tell you what I did to fight it because I was like, oh no, not today, especially with two little kids. I mean, it's not fun without little kids, but not feeling well with two little kids is definitely way worse. So when you talk about this is one where you feel kind of the pressure behind your nostrils, underneath your eyes, the pressure behind your eyes, your eyebrows really hurt. That's typically when your sinuses. So let's talk about sinuses. Sinuses are air-filled chambers in your skull. So they're behind, and there's multiple different chambers. There's some behind your forehead, right? Behind your forehead. There's some behind your nasal bones, behind your cheeks, and your eyes. They're lined with mucosal membranes. So they're actually lined with mucus. You have four pairs of sinuses called paranasal air sinuses that connect the nasal passages. So when you think about or ever heard of sinusitis or rhinosinusitis, more commonly called sinus infections, this occurs when your paranasal sinus openings become obstructed or congested. So blocked sinuses result in too much mucus being built up in the chambers, And when that happens, bacteria and other germs can grow more easily, create an infection and inflammation. That is how a sinus infection happens, people. You either think that that was super interesting, or you think that that information was super gross. Regardless, take it and use that in the future. Now, sinus infections affect a lot of people. So sinus infections alone affect about 37 million people. That's about 14% of American population annually. So it's one that there's a lot of people who live with it. It's miserable. It demands sick days, lost productivities, and it leaves you feeling absolutely terrible. And it's not uncommon that sinus infections sometimes start as the common cold. This is one where, for me, this past winter, my immune system was not doing well this past winter. I had had a baby. At the time when I had the baby, I had a 18-month-old baby. So I had two bitty babies. My husband is a Marine, so he was gone, and he has been gone for 6-7 months now. I don't even know. I lost count. My countdown now is on how many days it is till he's home, not how many days he's been gone. We're focusing on, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. But anyways, right? So I'm not sleeping with a newborn. I'm by myself with a newborn and a teething 18-month-old. And I am in a practice trying to run a business, right? Like, I'm a chiropractor. This is Greenwood Family Chiropractic is my first little kiddo. Like, that's my first baby. And so it's just stressful. And then obviously the holidays, you know, that induces a little bit more stress. Coming off a tumultuous birth process for me, that was really hard, the healing process after my second. So my immune system was just garbage. And then I have a 2-year-old who now, like, I've, you know, adult germs, I feel like I've got this. But then the 2-year-old germs, like, that's a whole nother level of germs. And if you are around little kids, you 100% understand what I'm talking about. Those little kid germs are next level germs. It is bananas. But so what's really interesting about that is I had a cold and it started to turn into a sinus infection. And I'll, like I said, we'll talk a little bit more, because I was able to nip that in the butt, and it was the best feeling ever. That I'm like, if this was 10 years ago, I would have gone to the doctor, gotten on an antibiotic right away. And there are some points of times and that warrants antibiotics, but not all the time. So here we go. There are people who are more at risk for sinus infections. That's infants, right? Because their immune systems are not quite mature. The elderly population have nasal passages that dry out, and cartilage that's supporting the nasal passages weaken as you get older. People with asthma or allergies, because you have an increased risk of inflammation. So that was what I fell into as a kid. Hospitalizations, if you have a weak immune system, chronic illnesses like diabetes, hormonal imbalances, as well as people, again, with weakened immune system. So I was like a postpartum weakened immune system, but that's HIV, AIDS. What do sinus infections feel like? It feels like you got punched in the face. So facial pain, pressure, you'll get thick nasal discharge, fevers, reduced sense of smell. This is one where, you know, sometimes it's hard to differentiate a common cold versus a sinus infection, because what comes out of your face is green either way. But here's the thing, is that you can have acute sinus infections that last less than 4 weeks. Those are usually caused by viruses and resolve on its own, right? This is an infection that lasts for less than 4 weeks. Chronic sinus infections, on the other hand, are usually caused by bacteria and can last longer than 12 weeks. So think about this. If you're the person who wants to run to the doctor right away for every sniffle, this is one where it's kind of, you know, you've got to think about a little bit more. You can have a viral sinus infection. If it is a viral sinus infection, that means that antibiotics will not do anything for it. Remember, antibiotics are for bacterial infections, not viral infections. That's why the flu, right? The flu is a viral, it's a virus, it's a viral infection. You can't give antibiotics for the flu. Chickenpox. Chickenpox is a virus. It's the varicella virus. You can't give an antibiotic for chickenpox, right? So you can only give antibiotics. Well, no, I should rephrase. You can give antibiotics for anything. You can give antibiotics for everything. That doesn't mean it's going to do anything to help you get rid of the symptoms that you're experiencing. So if you have a viral ear infection, if you have a viral sinus infection, you can take antibiotics. And it's not going to do anything to help fight that infection faster because it's viral. Although sometimes what we see is, hey, I have a week of antibiotics. And had you just, and we say at the end of the week, you're like, well, the infection's gone. You know, it did its job. When in reality, had you maybe just left that infection and fought it from an immune system component in 1 week, that infection would have gone away on its own anyways. So now what you've done is you've damaged the gut microbiome. You've caused an increased resistance to that antibiotic when if you just would have let it play its course because it's viral. Anyways, right? I hope that makes sense. So we really want to look at, you know, the symptoms of sinus infections can feel absolutely miserable. And I 100% understand that. And the problem is that oftentimes once we have those sinus symptoms, the first thing that we want to do is we want to run to sinus medicine. But there's oftentimes damage that comes with the medicines, more specifically these decongestants. And we'll talk about those potential side effects next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Everything comes alive. Everything comes
alive. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853 or website online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we're talking about sinus infections. Sinuses, allergies, the pollen count is very, very high right now. And so it's really easy to kind of go through this rigmarole of like, oh, springtime, right? We love spring because that means winter's over, summer's coming, but then we hate it because we feel terrible. And, you know, my job is to let you know that you don't have to go through that. You don't have to live that way. And again, I am living, breathing proof of that. I was talking to a mom yesterday in the office, and she brought in her 9-year-old daughter who had belly aches. Went to multiple different doctors. No one could find what was wrong. We went through and checked out this little girl, and she was in great need of, you know, evaluation of her nervous system. And so that's what we did. We started her under care in the office, and I had not seen her in a couple weeks. And I asked this 9-year-old girl, I said, how are you feeling? Because it was the point where she wasn't sleeping. She felt terrible. And mom said, you know what? She's doing awesome. And so I looked at the little girl and I said, how are you feeling? And she said, you know, I'm sleeping better. I don't have these belly aches anymore. And the mom said, you know, we were talking to a friend and said, we started under chiropractic care and all of these things got better. And the woman said, well, don't you think that's just a little bit like maybe it's just in her head? And she said, no, because we had been working on everything of things in her head legitimately for the last 6 months. Every single day it was a problem. And she said, I just could not believe. And mom was under care. So she said, hey, let's get my daughter checked since she's having all of these problems. And when you look at it, it's just like, you know, that's one of the missions that we have at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, just like I was a really sick kid growing up, I can promise you my mom wasn't like, I just love seeing you miserable and being on a ton of antibiotics all the time. It was just she didn't know that there was a different way. And that's inevitably what our goal is to educate people about health and disease prevention and how to let you know that there might be another way. You know, there I 100% believe that there is a time and a place for medicine. And I 100% believe that that time and place might be overprescribed. You know, and so it's just figuring out if for your health there is a natural way to start being able to take care of your health. Why don't we do that? You know, it's easier to stay well than it is to get well. And so the ultimate goal in our office is to figure out, how do we get you well? Is there something underlying that's going on that we can help with in the office through living the five essentials? Nervous system, nutrition, oxygen and lean muscle, really that exercise component, looking at detoxification, the max mindset. That's really what we want to be able to see. So that's the goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, that being said, you know, when you're looking at sinus infections, congestion, one of the first things that we go to is when we don't feel good, we're like, what can we take to feel better? What can we take? And so most of the time when I see people are really clogged up and snotty and they don't feel good, there's a lot of congestion and pressure, the first thing that they grab is a decongestant. Right? You're congested. Let's do a decongestant. So for example, Sudafed, Zyrtec D, Claritin D, those are made up of pseudoephedrine. It's found in a number amount of prescriptions as well as behind-the-counter medications. It's used to temporarily relieve nasal congestion from colds, allergies, hay fevers, give temporary sinus relief and pressure. The problem, though, is that the pseudoephedrine is in a class of medications called nasal decongestants. So the mechanism of this is that it causes smooth muscle around the airway and nasal cavity to relax, allowing more air to flow through. It also causes blood vessels to contract. So when you're looking at this, sometimes you can get it from medication. Most of the time you can get it from over the counter. Pseudoephedrine, so again, falling under the category of like Sudafed, Zyrtec D, Claritin, has a really, really high abuse rate. And the reason being is because its chemical makeup, unfortunately, they use it a lot to do things like it can be used to make methamphetamines or meth, which is a powerful, highly addictive stimulant. I have a really funny story with this. So, oh, here it is. So to combat people buying just a whole bunch of Sudafed and making meth, they made it in 2005. There was an act that was passed, which was incorporated into the Patriotic Act of 2006. That pseudoephedrine can now only be sold from locked cabinets or behind the counter. A photo ID is required when purchasing the products, and people are only allowed to purchase a limited quantity of the drug each month. Okay, so here's my funny story. I had friends in college who were triplets, and you know, if you have like college kids or you are in college, when you first get there, you stock up on everything, right? And I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a healthy undergraduate. I wasn't healthy in undergraduate. It took me to chiropractic school to figure out what I needed to do for myself. But anyways, and so she went in and tried to buy, Sudafed and all that stuff for like, hey, okay, if you're sick, you can take this. But she had to buy. She was like, I'm going to buy you an AM and a PM, and I'm going to buy it for each kid. But she had three kids. And so they blocked her. This woman, I mean, we were beginning of college, so we were like late teens, early 20s. They had it a little bit later in life, so she was probably like in her 50s. And they wouldn't let her buy the Sudafed because there was this act that was like, nope, we think you might be making meth with it. Just kind of funny. So, but here's the thing. There are dangers that come. When you look at somewhat like this pseudoephedrine that has vasoconstriction, this is one that they see a little bit more problems. They say, hey, absolutely, it's a problem with heart because one of its possible effects is that it can increase blood pressure. Well, of course, if you're constricting an artery, guess what happens to your heart? It increases your blood pressure. So if you're already struggling with blood pressure, they actually looked at 24. They reviewed 24 trials of pseudoephedrine and blood pressure and found that it was quite the problem. Now, again, what I think is interesting is not only should you be aware if you have high blood pressure, but glaucoma, diabetes, difficulty urinating from an enlarged prostate, thyroid disease, heart disease, kidney impairment. Like, these are ones, if you don't know, you just buy it over the counter, that could have Graves' effect overall on your health. Here's, and I know this a little bit more from a nursing mom component, is that one, it is excreted, pseudoephedrine is excreted in the breast milk, so it's unclear of the effects that it has on infants. You know, so if this is the effect that it has on adults, it causes like, what is this doing to the kids? Side effects are insomnia, stomach pain, difficulty breathing, change in heart rates. Because of the stimulant, it causes fear, anxiety, tremors, hallucinations, seizures, painful urination, cardiovascular collapse. This is something that I was looking at it that I didn't know, that I think is really noteworthy, is that pseudoephedrine is an FDA pregnancy category C, which means the risks to fetus cannot be ruled out and the benefit of the drug must be outweighed against the risk. So they've done a research study that was published in 2013 in the American Journal of Epidemiology, and it found that pseudoephedrine used during the first trimester of pregnancy increased risk of limb reduction birth defects. Like, it changed the limbs on the fetus when taken in that first trimester of pregnancy. They also found that infants had higher risk of gastroesis, which is an abdominal wall defect in which the intestines poke out through the body, if the mother had used pseudoephedrine during pregnancy. So think about this. I always think about this, you know, because I've been pregnant, obviously, a couple times now. I've got a couple kiddos. But when you talk about the dangers of something like that during pregnancy, like, hey, on a cellular level, you have this little tiny person who's trying to create all of these cells. And when you take it, it causes intestines to be on the outsides. It causes limbs to be deformed when you take this during your first trimester or throughout pregnancy. Like, what does it do to your cells? Like, what does that do to your cells on a cellular level? Just because you can't see the damage as you would in a tiny human that you're growing because of the rapid nature of that, like, what are the grave effects that it has on your cells? But a lot of the times, because we're grown adults, just because we can't see the damage that's happening, we're like, oh, then it must not be that big of a deal. Oh, but hey, by the way, these decongestants might cause, you know, X, Y, and Z in terms of, you know, detrimental side effects. It just, I don't know. It's crazy to me to hear the side effects and what it does and to think, like, you know what? I 100% understand that this is really stinky, that you might not feel great. But we've got to look at, are there abilities to have alternatives? Again, I believe there's a time and a place for medicine. So if you ever question whether or not you need to be on an antibiotic, then you need to talk to your medical provider, your primary care physician, about what that looks like for you. But there can be other ways. And so what we're going to talk about when we come back is we're going to talk about, are there natural ways to reduce sinus pressure, infection, and get some relief? And we'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
If you want relief, that is our ultimate goal. Natural, happy, healthy families is what we're building at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. We can figure out if there is any other necessary testing. We'll be able to go through that at the time with you. We work with several different insurance companies, so you can bring in your insurance card if you'd like. We can see what your coverage is, if you have any, because there is differing healthcare options when it comes down to that. Now, today we're talking about sinus infection. So we talked a little bit more about what those symptoms would be. We talked about what the dangers are that come to decongestant, right? When you're stuffed up, it's really easy just to say, hey, I'm going to take a decongestant. But knowing those risks and the side effects of what come along with that, and then figuring out, hey, you know, ultimately, I want to do things more natural, more holistic. What are my options? And that's what we're going to be able to go through today, is figuring out, hey, if you want some really great options, some natural ways to get sinus relief, that's what we're going to talk about here. So about 70% of the time, sinus infections clear up on their own, right? Did you know that? And this is coming from Mayo Clinic. This is an article that came out with 2013 that they actually talked about majority of sinus. 70% of the time, sinus infections clear up on their own. If they persist for more than a week, the standard medical strategy suggests that you visit your doctor. Now, it's figuring out, you know, again, there might be some times and some places that you may need some help. But my goal is to figure out, especially for me, right? Because again, I was just telling you guys that I've had kind of a rough winter. My immune system's been depleted. So I've struggled with colds turning into sinus infections. Horrendous, horrific, you know, neon green. I know, sorry if that's too much. But you know, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. Now, here's one of the greatest things right now that springtime's coming, pollen's in the air. Oftentimes, if you have seasonal allergies, one of the greatest things that I really like to do, like, for example, kids are playing outside or you're mowing the lawn and you are just feeling terrible. I really like sinus rinses, nasal rinses, Neti Pot, Neil Med. I prefer the one that looks like a little teapot. Reason being is because the one that you spray up there, and there are some people that really like it, it's a saline solution. I feel like I'm drowning. I legitimately feel like I'm drowning. So I'm not going to do those. Those are going to be ones that I choose not to do, the really aggressive spray bottles. I want something that's a little bit easier. And the way that I do that is through the little teapot. You use clean, so not tap. Clean warm water. They typically have a little packet of solution that turns it into a saline rinse. And I usually use it in the shower. And I find that it's easier when I'm in the shower because the steam helps loosen up some of the mucus that's in the nasal cavity. And you just tip your head down and you put one in one nostril and it cleans out the sinuses. So think about this. Even if you're not like really snotty, say you have a problem with pollen or grass or, you know, whatever this season may be and those seasonal allergies. Well, if those things are airborne and you're breathing those in through the nasal cavities and they stay in there, right, when you do this nasal rinse, the Neti Pot Neo Med, it helps rinse it out. So it is one of my favorite things to help remove mucus from your nose and relieving sinus problems, especially if they're outdoor related. So a couple other things, you know, inside, you want to try to eliminate potential culprits. So allergens, pollutants, so things like air freshener, common house cleaner can actually aggravate your nasal passages. And so this kind of sets you up for more sinus infections. You know, and this always makes people really sad, but like candles, perfumes, a lot of the times too, people are like, well, I don't do candles, right? Because of the wick. So what I do is I do the wax or the oil. And the problem is it's that the fragrance that's in there. So yes, there's with the wick burning, that causes a problem too. Oh my gosh, I was a candle burner. Can I tell you what? I love good, clean scents. I was that candle person. And especially being in college and being in an apartment by myself, I remember I had a candle and it wasn't high up. It was on like a desk or the countertop. And I would always burn this candle. And it was so amazing because it was one of the really big ones that lasts for like 400 plus hours, whatever. So when I left, I looked at the ceiling and there was soot. There was like black soot all over the ceiling. So that is obviously one. But then two, it's just one. If your house smells really awesome with fragrance, you're breathing that in. It has to go through your nasal passages. They even found with candles or perfumes with that, it has a big bearing on asthmatics for kids, you know, in homes. So it's one, unfortunately, like, what does my house smell like? But, you know, my house smells like essential oils. So it might not be, oh gosh, what was my favorite? Like Macintosh Apple, Spring Breeze. Like, my house doesn't smell like that anymore. Like, my house oftentimes in the winter smells like thieves or On Guard that we're diffusing, right? And so, and you really have to pay attention to what you're putting in there. The other thing that I have in my home as well to try to eliminate potential culprits in my home in terms of allergens and pollutants is I have a HEPA air filter. And so it's a stage three HEPA air filter. I believe I'd have to go check, but it's one that it helps with cleaning out the air. So I have about three of them in my home. So one about on each level, upstairs, middle, and downstairs. You know, and I likely could have more. But for right now, that's what we have. And, you know, sometimes I notice more of a difference than others, but we have them run. I clean the filters. My goal is not to have to notice to start running them. Just like my goal to educate you is not to have neck pain before you get adjusted, that if you have another underlying problem going on, it makes more sense to do it beforehand. You know, that's kind of the same thing as well that I look at. Another one is paying attention to food sensitivities. This is really big. Mark Hyman, who's an MD, actually addressed delayed reactions in a book that he had. It's The Ultra Simple Diet. So it talks about IgE, hypersensitive reactions, which is an immediate and severe. And then there's other ones that are IgG, which is a delayed hypersensitivity reaction. So it's part of your immune system. And you can have a delayed immune response. I see this oftentimes with gluten, dairy, sugar. So I had a patient more recently who with tons of ear infections, tubes. It's like our fourth round of tubes. We had our cut gluten out, and her ear infections went drastically down. And then unfortunately, you know, sometimes life happens, especially with kids, you fall off, went back to what she had known. Ear infections, right back. Because again, in terms of infection, you know, ear infections are one, sinus infections are just another one. So you really have to pay attention. You know, so you always want to make sure that while you're doing this, it's always helpful to work with a healthcare practitioner, myself, who's trained to it be able to pinpoint a little bit easier, making it more manageable. Another one is increasing your anti-inflammatory protocol, right? So sinus infections are inflammatory. So it would make sense to focus on more anti-inflammatories. So studies after studies show that we're eating 20 or more times more inflammatory omega-6s than we are anti-inflammatory omega-3s. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. My Health in the News actually referenced from New York Times how increasing your omega-3s could actually decrease your asthmatic symptoms. And they found that then on the flip side, increasing your omega-6s, unfortunately, right, when that's kind of more the standard American diet, increasing your omega-6s would exacerbate those asthmatic symptoms. So really when you're looking at where those omega-6 come from, it's the big culprits typically are vegetable oils, so shelf-stable oils, farm-raised fish, grain-fed beef, pretty much any sugary processed food. So you want to go for more the wild-caught fish. You want to go for the leafy and cruciferous greens, nuts, seeds, especially flaxseed, chia seed, walnuts are really, really great anti-inflammatory foods. Increasing fish oil, curcumin is another really great natural anti-inflammatory. I will tell you, for adding in the right foods is also super important. So there's not like necessarily this magic pill that you can take. But I will tell you from my component. So this is what one of the things that I had done is you have got to support your immune system. So one of the first things I did when I started to feel bad is I made sure I got adjusted. Adjustments in and of themselves support the immune system in an incredible amount. You have to support your immune system, right? An allergy is your body's immune system response to a harmless chemical or substance. We have to support the immune system. The other one that I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, it is my least favorite and most effective thing to do is garlic. And you can get different types of garlic. I feel personally that the most potent form is in its natural raw form. So I will take a raw garlic clove, open it up, right, peel the kind of skin back, and I dice it up because garlic is in it. It's just, it's oblong shaped. Sometimes the ends are sharp. Like I don't want to feel that going down. So I dice it up. And then I hold my nose and I pop it in my mouth just like I would a multivitamin. And I take some water and I drink it down. And then I try to eat something really fast to get the raw garlic taste out of my mouth because it is crazy. But there have been tons of studies that show about garlic and how it has this natural bacteria fighting bacteria and virus inhibiting effects. So I typically tell people I would start with maybe a half of a clove. And then move up to a full clove and then a clove and a half. Because the first time I did it, I did two cloves and I felt nasty. I did not feel good, but, you know, rightfully so. But I mean, again, same thing, supporting the immune system, making sure that you have the proper amount of vitamin D. Research shows that vitamin D deficiencies can increase your susceptibility to infection. And one study in particular found an inverse relationship between vitamin D levels and acute sinus infections, right? So what it's basically saying is that they found through research, it was from Baltimore Medicine, this was back in 2015, association of vitamin D status and acute rhinosinusitis. Rhinosinusitis, I should say, right? Sinus infection. And they found that the higher the vitamin D levels, the lower the incident rate of sinus infections, right? So making sure you get enough sunshine. And so hopefully our goal over these next several months is to get outside and staying hydrated. That's another one too. When you're talking about staying hydrated, it can help clean and filter your mucous membranes. So, you know, you can do ginger tea or green tea with a little bit of lemon. It can also help soothe any sinus infections. So the ultimate goal is like, hey, let's be proactive because really how often should you be getting adjusted, taking your vitamin D, eating healthy, right? And the ultimate goal then is we're not chasing infection, is that we're building a healthy immune system so that infection doesn't have a proper environment to grow in anyways. You know, our ultimate goal is to make sure that your body is ultimately this machine for fighting infection before it ever becomes a problem, right? So that's our ultimate goal. So take those, use them, and don't be afraid of that pollen. Know that you can support your immune system yourself. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time listening. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.